Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today, on December the 31st, we celebrate the seventh day in the octave of Christmas. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him.
Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods.
He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him.
Our hymn this morning, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Let us recite verse 1.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on earth, goodwill to all, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsty. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia.
The angels said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
The angels said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia.
A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand.
To deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples. To bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron. To carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia.
On that day, the branch of the Lord will be luster and glory, and the fruit of the earth will be honor and splendor for the survivors of Israel. He who remains in Zion, and he that is left in Jerusalem, will be called holy. Everyone marked down for life in Jerusalem. The Lord has made known, alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord has made known, alleluia, alleluia.
His saving power.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord has made known, alleluia, alleluia. Suddenly there was with the angel a great company of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest. In peace to his people on earth. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Suddenly there was with the angel a great company of heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Alleluia."
Humbly, yet confidently, let us invoke Christ the Lord, whose favor has been shown to all people.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, born of the Father before the ages, splendor of his glory, image of his being, your word holds all creation in being.
We ask you to give new life to our world through your gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, you were born into the world at the fullness of time to save us and to give us freedom. And to give freedom to every creature.
We ask you to extend the liberty of our sonship in you to all people.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, consubstantial Son of the Father, begotten before the dawn of day, and born in Bethlehem in fulfillment of the Scriptures.
We ask you to make your church a notable example of poverty and simplicity.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, God and man, Lord of David and Son of David, fulfillment of all prophecies.
We pray that Israel may recognize you as its Messiah.
Lord, have mercy.
And now, gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Ever living God, in the birth of your Son, our religion has its origin and its perfect fulfillment. Help us to share in the life of Christ, for he is the salvation of mankind, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer on this seventh day in the octave of Christmas. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining us.